My name is Lincoln. Thanks for joining me once again. You're listening to That's the Truth. Coming right up is the audio recording of one of our live stream services from the House of God here in Montreal. You can watch the video recording on our Facebook page, Linked with God. That's L-I-N-K-E-D with God. Or you can head on over to our YouTube channel, That's the Truth. If you have trouble finding that page, go to youtube.com, enter That's the Truth in the search bar, click on the filter button, which you'll see a little lower to the left of the search bar, then click on the channel button where you'll see the Bible icon that identifies our channel, That's the Truth, and that should appear right on top of the list. Click on the Bible icon where you'll then have access to all of our teachings on video. Please share these links with your friends and family so they too can be blessed with the Word of God as you are receiving it right now. This is how you can help me preach the gospel of Christ, salvation for this generation. Well, let's get right to it. Get your Bibles. There's a lot to read because God has a lot to say to us. Directly from the Word of God, you're listening to That's the Truth.
Hallelujah. The born again folks, I thank God that we can give God the praise and the glory because we're not who we are as we came into this world. Today, praise God, for some of us, it's a good day. It's a brand new day. And I thank God for all the blessings that we have today. We're going to be thankful. Praise God. It's the last Sunday in the year of 2025. So we may as well be thankful, not just for the Sunday, not for the week, not for the month, but for the whole year. Praise God. And we're going to be blessed. Praise God. The Bible says to serve the Lord with gladness. So as our sister is singing, I'm so glad to be born again. Thank God. If you really are glad, say, I am glad. Praise God to be born again. I'm glad to be a daughter of God. I'm glad to be a son of God. I'm glad to be a servant. Praise God. We can give God the praise and the glory. And this is what we are going to do before I pray. For that, we've had a couple of courses that were sung by our sister. I don't know if you're up off your chairs or your couches or if you're on your feet clapping your hands. If you're not feeling well, I'm going to pray and rebuke that sickness or that tiredness or that situation that you're going through. It may be tough, but my God is tougher. My God is greater. And He is in you. Praise God. So recognize who you are in Christ. Recognize who we are today. And I thank God we can come together and give God the praise and the glory. In fact, let me summarize this. If I'm going to read what David wrote in Psalm 48. Is this a Psalm of David? It's the sons of Korah. This is not David. But it's Psalm 48, verse 10. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. According to thy name. His name is, hallowed be thy name. Amen. That's New Testament. His name is great. His name is wonderful. His name, when you serve God the way God is, not a mediocre God, not a small-time God, not a part-time God. I mean, God is God, and by Him, beside Him, there is none other. Praise God. People make out, you know, they make God to be all different kinds of things, and nature, and mother, and whatever else, the big boss, and whoever He is. You need to read a Bible. When you read the Bible, when you read what God has said, as God, how can I say this, describes Himself as He is. When you read this Bible, when you read the Holy Scriptures, you get to know God for who He is and as He is. Praise God. This is not a Catholic description or a Baptist description or a religious description. This is a biblical description. When I'm reading here, what thus saith the Lord, these are words which have proceeded out of the mouth of God. And let me find my place. So, Psalm 48. I'd say I lost my page, but there are no pages in this device. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. So just in this one verse, it's in this, I don't even think there's two dozen words in this verse. They use the word righteousness, a word which is kind of disappearing out of the churches these days. But anyways, it's still written in my Bible. It is still written in what we have, what I refer to as the mouth of God. Amen. It's come out of God's mouth. It's too late to change. It's too late to come up with a different agenda or a different idea or a different thought or a different version. It has already been written. It has already been said. I'm just here to live it. I'm just here to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We're going to pray in a couple of minutes. share this link so that others can be blessed with the prayer. Praise God. And I know I'm inside the house of God here in Montreal. This is a live stream. And but thank God that for we're good on all three targets: Facebook, YouTube. We're working all three. I welcome you on our Facebook page. I welcome on our YouTube channel. And if you're listening on godly.tv, I welcome you as well. If you're making comments on either on YouTube or Facebook, I'll see your name. It'll get be put on the board and we'll be able to pray for you, or if you have a prayer request and such. But I'm going to pray. And the fact that we're live streaming on Facebook or YouTube, my prayer is going to be made public. Praise God. This doesn't matter what people say. Thank God our parliament, if you would, our government, our parliament's on holidays. So we can still pray and be, even here it's about minus 12, I think, in Montreal, or minus 10. Is it getting colder by the whatever? It's cold, so our windows are closed. But when they passed a rule, you can read this in the book of Daniel, when the ruler of the day, the king of the day, said, okay, well, he was given bad advice, bad counselors. Anyways, he agreed to it, and he said, okay, no more public praying, nobody, keep your, you know, pray in the closet. But David, who had a habit already of, or sorry, Daniel, that had a habit already of praying three times a day, and the windows open, and in the direction of his homeland, where he was taken from as a slave, becoming a slave rather, he didn't stop. He didn't quiet down. He didn't change his godly, how can I call it, routine or ritual. Daniel kept on praying the way he would pray. Now, ultimately, I guess he was in the lion's den still praying, praise God, but we know that because of one holy man, I don't know if anybody else joined Daniel, but because of one holy man, the law was reversed. Praise God. Right now I can pray on YouTube. Thank God for YouTube. I can pray on Facebook. Thank God for Facebook. Amen. And thank God for the folks that allow us to live stream on our site, godly.tv. Praise God. Pray for there. Amen. For their business as well, that will allow me to pray. And this is a prayer in public, because it doesn't matter what a man or a woman has to say or trying to stop whatever. They can do whatever they want to do. They can do whatever they want to say. They can pass whatever legislation they want to pass. But I thank God I'm here with a greater authority, which comes from God. Amen. And people will follow suit. They'll say, oh yeah, no more. And here in Quebec, we have different religious signs because Catholicism is deeply rooted in our society. So they have crosses and crucifixes and rosaries and whatever else. And they want to take that away from public. But again, you can do, I'm going to pray in a couple of minutes, despite what they're saying. Get ready for these laws or get ready for this legislation. You know, we don't want you to pray in public anymore. But I'll tell you one thing. I don't wish it to happen. It should not happen. But if there's a Boeing 737 with 150 people in it and it's nosediving and it's about to crash full speed into the earth, let me tell you, there's going to be a lot of people praying in public. They'll have their rosary out, their crucifix out, and their prayer books out, and their Holy Marys out. And if there's anybody saved and sanctified in the name of Jesus, I command this plane, whatever else. There'll be rows and rows of passengers, and they all be praying in public. I don't think anybody will stand up and say, well, now you're offending me. No, you're all about to die. It's time to pray. Amen. We may as well pray today. Today was a great day, a little on the cold side, but there was no clouds. The sun was shining. This was a good day in Quebec to pray, to be thankful. Let's stand and put our hands up in the air. Amen. To be grateful, amen, unto God, to serve God, amen, with the thankfulness as the Bible teaches us to do, because it's been a good day. We're not on an airplane that's about to crash. Praise God. We're not forced into our closets and such. We're going to pray for our leaders that they wake up during their holidays or during their vacation time, and they come back. And when they reopen the House of Commons, that they come back with some sense on their shoulders. We're going to pray, praise God, that this year will end with God's grace, God's mercy upon us. We'll start 2026 with a blessing. Praise God. So let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank God for those who stand before me this afternoon or this evening, those who are listening online. I thank God for the blessing that we have to serve you in spirit and in truth. Thank God for the clapping of the hands, for the verses that were memorized and that were recited in your presence this afternoon. Thank God for your word. Thank God for the purpose which we have received to be serving you, to be giving you the praise and the glory and the honor, for you are worthy of our praise. Praise God. Thank God for Sunday number 52 in this year 2025 that you have given us. If you give us the next 3 days, we'll be back to close, to end the year and to start the new year in your house, in your presence. Lord, I thank God for my brothers and sisters that have this vision. Praise God, the saints in Cotonou, they begin their fast, a 3-day fast. Praise God, pray for peace in the country of Guinea. And the people dying today, big roads are shut down, the networks are shut down, and they're trying to usurp or upset the government. Lord, I pray for peace in that country right now. Praise God, where the spirit of Islam is and the spirit of Catholicism is, there's always war and unrest. But right now, in the name of Jesus, praise God for our brothers and sisters that are in the streets, bringing forth the word of God with Bibles in their hand. They're making a difference, light in the darkness. Praise God. Righteousness will exalt that nation in Jesus' name, Lord. I thank God for the blessings that we have today to come together, to assemble by this technology. Those listening, not just a few people in front of me, but those listening from to the east and to the west and to the south. Now I pray, there's some people from my brothers and then there's brother and sister going through tough time. In Jesus' name, their flesh is not doing well, not feeling so good. I rebuke every foul, demon, disturbing devil in the name of Jesus and cast you out. The authority that we have, I thank God, amen, for those that believe that in the name of Jesus, all is well with my soul, all is well with my heart, all is well from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Blood flows where blood needs to flow. The heart pumps where as it needs to pump at the right speed, at the right velocity, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank God, whatever else is causing this unrest, every symptom, every drippy nose, every sore throat, every coughing virus and germ of the season, in Jesus' name, I curse you out of the lives of my brothers and sisters in Jesus' name, that they walk with the good health, that they walk with the strength and the virility that they have and that they need, praise God, to be servants and to be serving you and to be doing your will, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Lord, I pray, praise God. And we need to be out of bed, we need to be off the couch, we need to be out of the hospitals, we need to be in the streets. Lord, as the harvest is plenteous, as the harvest is more than ready, praise God, I pray for laborers in Jesus' name, praise God, with the anointing that breaks the yoke, in Jesus' name, praise God, with the anointing that breaks every yoke, every opposition, every spirit, every display of negative, hellish influence in the name of Jesus. I thank God that the victory is ours. Lord, we're not looking at the giants, we're looking at the promise, Lord, in Jesus' name. I thank God for the anointing of the teaching which is about to come forth as we open up the Word of God. With eyes to see, we see. With ears to hear, we hear what the Spirit has to say. With a heart open to perceive and to receive, we're going to receive what thus saith the Lord today. It's going to give us the power we need for the next 3 days to end this year and to start 2026, Lord, amen, according to thy will. Give us this day our daily bread, Lord. I pray for it, I ask for it, and I declare it done in Jesus' name, praise God. No more issues in Jesus' name. No more health issues in Jesus' name. No more tough situations in Jesus' name. There's a way out. Praise God. There's an understanding that we receive from above. My brother, receive in Jesus' name, praise God, your way out. Praise God. By Jesus' wisdom, which cometh from above, Lord. I thank God. It doesn't matter what the situation is. Praise God. My brother has the victory in Jesus' name. My sister has the victory in Jesus' name. Praise God. Going all the way to Albuquerque, New Mexico. Praise God. Amen. I feel good. Praise God, because it is well with my soul. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. Lord, I thank God. Bless my brothers and sisters listening, from the youngest unto the oldest. Praise God. Some of us, we were on the French side. We're listening as well on the English side. Those listening on the radio station, my brothers and my sister that are paying the price of going against the law, they're in jail, they're behind bars, but they're able to listen to this podcast, to the podcast or to the broadcast. May these words of spirit and of life just strengthen them and encourage them in Jesus' name, that they can be served. We can be serving God no matter where we are at or what position we were put in. But I thank God, praise God, amen, that the righteousness, that your righteousness be found in our lives, in our heart, in our mind, praise God, in our prospect, and what we what we intend to do, coming together, coming unto you, Lord. I pray these things in Jesus' name, Lord, as I bless my brothers and sisters in the abundance that they receive, praise God, according to your promise. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. Praise God. Praise his holy name. Keep your hands up for a moment or two saying, I am well. Praise God. To note the tough situation is done and over with. Praise God. I'm walking out of that valley of the shadow of death, of the shadow of problems, of the shadow of negative, whatever it is against your business or against your family or against your flesh. In Jesus' name, the victory belongs to the sons and daughters of God today. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray. If you believe that, give God a good hand. Praise God. Let God know that, hey, praise God, I read it. The man of God preached it or prophesied it or decreed it or declared it. I call it done in Jesus' name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. It is well with my soul. It is well, praise God, with my soul. When the flesh doesn't feel like it, praise God. Flesh is going to be subject to the Spirit anyhow. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. If you're just joining with us, I'm going to read the scripture. If you're wondering what we're doing, how we're serving God, according to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. God is a great God. Amen. Greatly to be praised. That's what the Bible says. Great is the Lord, greatly to be praised. Praise God. So we're going to make an effort before we sit down, even if you're in your house, hold by yourself or with your family, if you're alone with your cat, it makes no difference, praise God, to God, if you shout the victory unto him. Who's listening or who's not listening or who's going to pitch in or who's going to join you, it doesn't make any difference. So before you're seated with the Bible in your hands, I want you, praise God, to give God, let God know, praise God, that you are grateful, praise God, that you appreciate everything he has done, praise God, all the way, amen, to his love, where he first loved us, John 3:16, sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth, praise God, amen, Jesus went to the cross. Someone can say, thank you, Jesus, for the work accomplished on the cross, blood which was shed, much more precious than silver and gold, praise God, for the washing away of our sins, amen. I'm talking of our Redeemer, and I thank God today, praise God, that all the difference in my life is because Jesus Christ. Amen. I received him, and as many as received him, to them, they received power to become a son of God and a daughter of God. Praise God. And this is what I walk with today. I walk with that power. I walk with that anointing that I have received because Jesus Christ is in me. Praise God. Take 10, 15 seconds, all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your spirit, all your, you know, all your might. Amen. Serve God. Amen. With a clap, with a shout, the voice of triumph. Let him know. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That you are giving him the praise and the glory because you love him. In Jesus' name, praise God. Amen. Praise his holy name. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you're ready to be seated, you may be seated. Make sure the Bible, your Bible, is in your hands. Praise God. That you be ready to read. Hallelujah. Praise God. I have my text. This is part 3 under the title of Reporting for Duty. Praise God. We're not just sitting around waiting for something to happen. We are here to make it happen. In Jesus' name, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I thank God for I thank God for the truth that we have. Praise God. As we look at, when we look at what God has given us, And what we, that's perfect, thank you. And I began 3 weeks ago in Isaiah chapter 6 and verse 8. And I also heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send? Who will go for us? Can you imagine God asking this question? And he's not looking at his angels. He's looking down at his servants. I don't know how many there were. I don't know how many he had to choose from. But thank God for Isaiah. This is in Isaiah chapter 6, verse 8. So I don't know how many people God had to choose from, but thank God Isaiah said, hey, yeah, over here, God. Over here, Lord, here am I. And he gave an answer. He said, then said I, here am I, send me. So this is kind of how we started 2 weeks ago. And I want to encourage those that have answered the call. Today we're going to look at the call. We're going to look at the commandment. We're going to look at the commitment. And then we're going to look at the capacity, what it takes to perform what God has entrusted us with. And I want to use that word, I use that word purposely, because God has given us a mandate, as his son Jesus Christ received the mandate to go to the cross. And we are given a different mandate. We're not, crucifixion has taken place. The Bible says Jesus once and for all. Someone can say, thank you, Jesus. Praise God. At home, thank you, Jesus. So, but we are given a mandate, and God needs you and I. Now, they may have told you, they may have given you a different story in your church this morning. And if that's what you heard, then you need to get out. Amen. It's the devil that wants you to believe, or wants me to believe, that I'm worthless, that I am nothing, that I can sit here in some self-pity and moan and groan. And no, knowing who is in me, knowing that Jesus is in me, knowing what the price God paid, along with his son Jesus Christ, the price that was paid on Calvary, and the devil wants you to sit there and say, you ain't worth nothing. I'm worth nothing in the eyes of God. No, there is a price. Amen. That has been paid. Praise God. And whatever the devil has to offer, you can't match that price. So I cannot, amen, I've already been bought. Praise God. Amen. You can't buy me out for whatever pleasure, for whatever drug, for whatever perversion, for whatever addiction, for whatever woman, for whatever man, for whatever ideology there exists on the face of this earth that's existed since the beginning of time. Or if you come up with a new one tomorrow, the devil, amen, needs to understand and needs to know that I am walking around, washed in the precious blood of the Lamb. My name is written in the Lamb's book of life, and I have received, praise God, amen, that the peace and the joy and the understanding to know that I am a son and that I am a daughter of God. Hallelujah. And I can make things happen. Whatever God wants, like I said, today we're looking at the call. Kind of been touching on that back and forth, but today I'm going to go in the New Testament with scriptures that are going to show that he is faithful who has called us. Praise God. Having been called. And this is what we're looking at. Last week we looked, I'm going to read a couple of verses to bring us back into the account of the 10 spies that were fearful, and of the 2 spies that were faithful. I mean, 10 spies, they reported with fear. Joshua and Caleb, they reported with faith. So if you're taking notes, you can write that down. Amen. And I mentioned last week, I said, when you are trying to think of a good word, possessed might be a good word. When you're possessed or you're struggling out there, there's more, a little more lenient. When you're struggling with fear, when I see or meet people that are struggling with fear or unbelief, all they can do is talk about the enemy and talk about the bad situation they are in. But then when I meet someone who is filled with faith, they talk about God. They talk about the blessing. They talk about the promise. They talk about who their God is. And this is the difference. You have 10 spies, they reported with fear, and they talked about the enemy. Oh, wait till you see how big they are. I'm like this. And the giants, like I don't know how they describe them, but however, they did a good job on the people of God. And all of a sudden, they would not continue. They went in the land. This is where we left off last week. They didn't continue. They went in to explore. Oh, that's French. They went in to search, I think, is King James. They went in, they searched the land. They saw them and they came back and they stopped. And this is what we're going to look at today, those who continue. Amen. And not just, they went in and they searched, but they did not continue. And this is where we're going to pick up. So go back into the book of Numbers. Everybody listening, if you have a Bible in your hands, open up the Word of God into Numbers in the Old Testament, the book of Numbers, chapter 14. And let's get ready to read. I just want to summarize a little bit before we get into the teaching of the Word of God. And by that, I'm going to read verses 6, 7, 8, and 9. And Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephunneh, which were of them that searched the land, so they're part of the 12 men that searched. Now they began to get emotional, and they rent their clothes, and they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, hey, the land which we passed through to search it, so they did what God said, you need to go and search. They searched it. It is an exceeding good land. Someone say it's good. God's blessing is good. God's blessing for me in my life is good. Praise God. Amen. Say it. Say, I want you to say it at home. Praise God, I'm listening. Even though I can't hear you, I want you to say it. Say, God's blessing is good. Young people listening, saints in Rimby, say it. God's blessing, amen. The blessing of God for me, the blessing of God in my life, it is good. Amen. You can even add the descriptive word that comes before it. It's exceeding good. It's real good because it's from God. Now, if the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it us. A land which floweth with milk and honey. Now, we were looking last week that this generation, if you continue to read, I don't know if you read Numbers 14, I mentioned to read through that chapter and going into 15 as well. You see the decision that they made, they in this generation lost, who Caleb and Joshua were addressing, this generation lost the blessing. They ended up as wandering the desert for another 40 years, not because of the giants, because they didn't report for duty. They didn't get up and go. They searched, but they didn't go back into the land, even though God said, I am with you. We read this last week. If you missed the teaching last week, and go back and listen to it. In this generation, they lost their blessing by refusing to enter in according to what God said, according to how God instructed them. Not because the Anakim were stronger, since they say, oh, yep, there was giants. Doesn't matter. They had God with them, on God on their side. Don't blame the giants if you're just sitting on your behind and not doing anything about it. Can't pray, can't fast, can't turn over your plate, can't testify, can't pass out a flyer. Don't blame the devil. Amen. This is what we're looking at. There is a calling that is coming our way, and today I'm reporting for duty. Amen. This is the third installment I'm using for, we'll get to the verse in about an hour or so from now. I'm using for a subtitle, A Great Company. Well, here, unfortunately, reading this series of events, the great company was not too great. It was Joshua and Caleb. They were ready to go. But you had 10 spies because of their fear. They gave a report that emphasized what they feared. Joshua and Caleb, they gave a report that emphasized their faith. Now you decide, I mean, to buy faith over fear. Somebody can write that in the comment section. Faith over fear. Praise God. Amen. I know there's giants, but I know my God. Amen. I know there's situation. I know there may be opposition, but I know my God, especially when God promised it. Amen. God said, this is a land which I have given you. And last week I mentioned, it's when I look at, if there was giants in that land, and not only the giants were giant, but the fruit, the food chain, the food supply was gigantic, was giant. So that makes it worth it, praise God. And like I said, these were five-star accommodations that God was giving to his people. Can someone say amen? Now here, the men of God, they, in verse 9, they say, well, only rebel not ye against the Lord. Show up. Report for duty. Amen. This is why I'm using these examples to encourage us, especially coming out of 2025. Now the year is pretty well done. 3 days left. And we're going to 2026. Our two hands are to the plow. That's a given. Don't look back. Don't take your hands off the plow. Praise God. But we have some plowing to do. We have some sowing to do. We have some praying to do, some fasting, some testifying, some preaching, some giving, some tithing to do. Praise God. And all of the above and much more when we read the scriptures. And the Bible says, only rebel not. We read this verse last week. When we rebel not against the Lord, neither fear ye the people. Now, they're not even calling them giants. The other 10 spies, they're giants. And they're giants. Like I said, with fear, you talk about the enemy. And they're giants. You see how big the giants are. And they're giants. And their sons are giants. And their daughters are giants. They're all a bunch of giants. And here, Joshua and Caleb, they got their faith to work. He says, don't. He says, we'll go in. He says, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. And if you don't understand what that means, in the modern vernacular, if you would, of 2025, that's Joshua and Caleb saying, we can eat them up alive. That's what that means. They're saying, those giants are bread for us. And we use that expression, you want to come at me, I'll eat you up alive. Not me, because not with the amount of weight I have. But you've heard that expression. We use when one is stronger than the other, that guy's going to get eaten alive. Joshua and Caleb says, they are bread for us. We go in, we don't even not only eat the good of the land, but we take care of these people. We'll eat them up alive. Someone say amen. Praise God. When the devil comes pounding on your door, knocking on your door, let him know. Say, you want me to come up there? I'm going to eat you up alive, buddy. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in this world. Can someone say amen? Praise God. Their defense is departed. I underline those three words because I just like the way the King James says it. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. You know that's underlined in my Bible. Praise God. Like I said, I can describe the enemy all day long. But right now in verse 9, Joshua and Caleb, they are confirming their commander in chief, and that's two capital C's. My commander, praise, is God who gives the orders, God who puts out the call. I mean, God who not only enables me, but gives me the capacity and what I need. And the last three words in verse 9 says, fear them not. Amen. Like I said, fear talks about the enemy. Faith talks about God. Faith talks about his word. Faith talks about his promise. Can someone say amen? So here, if I was to summarize, the result of all this is for 40 years, Israel refuses to move, except for Joshua and Caleb. They refuse to move. So now, for the result is for 40 years, they waste away their lives. This generation dies, and they decompose, bleach. Their bones are bleached in the heat of the sun, lying in sand, which is not fit to bury a dead body in. And this is the result of their fear, the result of their unbelief. A whole generation lost and dying in the desert. Now, the Anakim, going back to the giants, they have the victory, and they didn't do anything. They didn't even draw a sword. All they did was look big and act big and, tell people, remember, I'm a giant. Hey, down there, I'm a giant. Their lives get extended by 40 years because of God's children and their unbelief. Praise. If I'm reading this wrong, just somebody let me know. Last week I said, I'm going to repeat it, the faithful fight. Amen. The fearful lay down and die. Well, I guess it's not God's time. Well, I guess I'm not in God's plan right now. Well, I guess I'll get something after I die. This is fear talking, not faith. Even when you rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, praise God, where the victory belongs to you, the faithful report for duty. Praise God. Someone say, God, this is God looking to send someone. The names are right on the board. Every one of those names, you should be ready to go. You should be ready to be sent. Say, here am I. Send me. I'm good to go. Praise God. The faithful, amen, report for duty. The faithful serve God the way God wants to be served in obedience. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Now, I'm still laying foundation or still resume. We're going to jump 45 years ahead in Joshua chapter 11. Find Joshua. Share this link. Help me preach the word of God. Share this link with your friends and family. Give God the blessing. Before I forget, it's coming to my mind right now. In 3 days, on December 31st, we're going to live stream on our French side. We'll probably live stream from 8 or whenever we start till about 10:30 or so. Then by 11 o'clock, we should be live streaming on these, if you're listening on YouTube or Facebook or godly.tv. I want to preach the old year out and preach the new year in. We're also going to have communion. Those of you who can't be with us, have what you need at home, a fruit of the vine, pure grape juice, and whatever you want to eat, crackers or gluten-free bread or leaven-free bread or fluffy bread, or does make it much to make bread, something that you can break. Amen. So that we break bread together. So something that we can use, it's an earthly ordinance, but to represent the body of Christ. So we're going to do that. And I'm inviting you. You don't have to. You can go watch the ball drop if you want, or you can join with us here in the house of God and to be blessed. Praise God. So do that. And since I'm at an announcement, we're going to thank Pastor Jeremy and the saints of God in Cotonou. Yesterday, if you've seen the picture on Facebook that I've posted last night, yesterday there was, when I said almost 500, the count that I was given was 490 people. I mean, a little over 400 orphans were fed. You can see all the plates. So inside that that Tupperware dish or whatever it's made out of, inside there's food for the flesh, but you can look at the sticker that's on top in the scripture verse. There's several pictures as well. I received over 100 pictures. Thank you so much, Pastor Jeremy. And there's pictures. I don't know how many Bibles they gave out to people that were receiving Jesus Christ at the same time. And people that were there for the first time, they were hearing Jesus Christ is not dead. He's not a prophet. He is the Son of God. Praise God. Amen. And by prophet, I mean, doesn't end there. Jesus prophesied. Jesus healed. Jesus was everything that he was required to be. Jesus was that. But men cut him off short. He was a good man. Oh, he did good things. Oh, he was a prophet. No, he's the Son of God making intercession for us at the right hand of his Father right now. Praise God. So some people heard that message. So let's, for those of you who gave your offerings and supported the effort that was given, that was made today before the end of the year, I thank you so much for your offerings, and Pastor Jeremy and Pastor Michelle as well. Praise God. So within the week, our two programs were put to work within those churches, and praise God. Hallelujah. The church looks good when there's people receiving the word of God. Can someone say amen? So 45 years later, we'll get back to the teaching. Thank you again for your support, for your offerings. And it's not too late, because they need more Bibles. And we try to put our feeding program that you saw to work at least once a month. And I want to do it even more often, as the support will increase. Praise God. And it's not just my desire, but for our dear pastors as well, Jeremy and Michelle and the body of Christ in those two churches, and that we can make it work. Like I said, we're doers and we make things happen. Amen. Back to the teaching. Joshua chapter 11, begin reading verse 21. This is 45 years later. And I know I said 40, that generation, but then they had to conquer the land and divide the land. So we're a little bit over 40 years later. Now, I want you to understand that the giants had not changed in 40 years. They were still giants. They didn't shrink. And somebody didn't put them in the wash and shrank the giants. The giants had not changed. The landscape had not changed. The geography had not changed. So it's not that let's wait 40 years and they'll be softer, or their weapons will be even more rustier, or their defense will be even more departed. No, nothing's changed. And another thing I need you to look at before we read this, and I want you to keep this in mind, neither has God. Amen. God has not changed. And God is still the same today. I'm not just talking 45 years after the 10 lying spies gave their false report. God hasn't changed. We have people standing up today. Well, in the days of the Acts, it's not the same as today. Stop insulting God. My God, you know, things have changed. Yep, maybe things have changed. I won't argue with you there, but God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God has not changed, and you need to stop insulting him. People saying, well, you know what Peter did, what Paul did, and what Jesus did, those things don't get done anymore. God has not changed. Amen. God was the same with the 10 spies, but they didn't move. They didn't get up off their behinds. But 40 years later, when the people of God said, okay, we got to cross this Jordan River in order to get the promise, let's get up and cross this Jordan River. Joshua, lead us. Ready to go, man of God. Hallelujah. God has not changed. And when people say that things have changed, the word of God's not the same, we live in a different era, we live in a different time, so stop insulting God. Please. Joshua, chapter 11, verse 21. And at that time came Joshua, underline those two words,
Because 40 years ago, nobody came. They were just sitting there. Nobody's moving. Oh, they're giants. We can't go in. Oh, Joshua, Moses, where'd you, bring us? What are we doing here? Let's go back. But now when you read this, and at that time, verse 21, Joshua came. Praise God. I underline those two words. At that time came Joshua, and he cut off. I underline those two words too. He cut off the Anakims from the mountains, from Hebron, and from Debir, and from Anab, and from all the mountains of Judah, and from all the mountains of Israel. Joshua destroyed them utterly with their cities. There was none of the Anakims left in the land of the children of Israel, only in Gaza, and we'll read about him in a couple of minutes, in Gath, and in Ashdod, there remained. Verse 23, so Joshua took the whole land. Someone say all of it. I don't want a part of the blessing. I want all the blessing. The whole land. Someone say all of it. Amen. Why? Well, because it was according to all that the Lord had said unto Moses. And Joshua gave it for an inheritance unto Israel, according to their divisions by their tribes, and the land rested from war. Someone say, amen. Praise God. And you can read a couple chapters later, and Caleb drove thence the three sons of Anak and such. The enemy had not changed, geography had not changed, God had not changed. But faith and obedience changed the outcome. What changed? If God was the same and the giants were the same, it was the faithfulness and the obedience of God's people under the leadership of the man of God, Joshua. That's where the difference was. The giants were still giants, but thank God, God was still God. Can someone say amen? Praise God. I want to get into the New Testament. But before I do that, because we talked about David 2 weeks ago, I'd like to read one verse. Because we said there's a giant, we read where there's a giant left in Gath. And in 1 Samuel 17, chapter 4, David takes out the last surviving Anakim. We know the story in 1 Samuel 17. I'll just give you one verse and you can read the rest of the scripture this week. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines, or the Philistines, named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. So as I mentioned, I want to bring Daniel just very briefly before we go into the New Testament. I want to bring David. I want to bring David back in the picture because he reported for duty. Hallelujah. I don't know how many people were enlisted in Saul's army, but they said the same thing was taking place. They sat around for 30 days listening to that uncircumcised heathens, blaspheme the name of God. These were decorated men of arms, the elite class of Israel. At least he didn't sit around for 40 years until the next generation showed up. Why? Because David showed up, he was reporting for duty. Hey, Saul, send me, I'll go. All the incentives. King Saul says, you want to live tax-free? Take out Goliath. You want to marry princess, my daughter? Take out Goliath. You want some free land? Take out Goliath. Nobody's moving. Nobody's moving. Caleb is there, and I'm bouncing from one story to the next because it's the same demon spirits, same devils. Caleb is there. Joshua's going, look how big the fruit is that we brought back. Samples. Free samples for anyone. All we got to do is go. And there they sat. But David shows up for duty. He's reporting for duty. Here am I. I picture King Saul, the conversation. David on one side, King Saul on the other side. And David sitting there saying, send me. I don't know. And I look at how big you are. Look how big the giant is. Like I said, same devils. He's big, you're not. But you don't know my God. Amen. Thank God for David. Reports for duty. He says, God delivered me. And listen, you got to love the way the King James writes this. God, this is David speaking. God delivered me out of the paw of the lion. He delivered me out of the paw. This is, I know this is not a paw, but I'm getting there. He delivered me out of the paw of the bear. He shall also deliver me out of the hand of Goliath. You gotta love the way David put it. He said, bear had paws, no big deal. God is with me. The lion's got some paws, no big deal. God is with me. Goliath, he's got a left hand and right hand. Oh, who cares? God is coming with me. I am going with God. Here's someone who reported for duty amongst his sheep, his personal sheep. I'm talking about in the field, the four-legged sheep. But then David, we read 2 weeks ago, if you missed that teaching, listen to it. It's a good teaching. The first part is good teaching. David shows up. He becomes shepherd of the four, you know, the four-legged sheep. He becomes shepherd of his God's people because of his faith in God. So David, I mean, he reported for duty. He didn't run. And this is what I mean. Well, that was his job to look after the sheep. Yeah, but had it been me seeing a bear coming, I'd have took off. I'm just being honest. And seeing the lion coming, goodbye, sheep. Amen. If a lion came to me and says, you know, it was coming my way, I'd sit there and look at the lion in the eyes and say, hope you like lamb chops. I'm out of here. Said the same thing to the bear as well. Praise God. Hope you like lamb legs. I'm God. But David had God with him. David was one of a kind. David's heart was after God. Old Testament, New Testament reference. Someone say, thank you, Jesus, for who we are today. So here's David reports for duty amongst the sheep when there's trouble. I mean, he's there. And then when he shows up in the battlefield, it doesn't matter the paw of the lion, the paw of the bear, or the hand of the giant. David says, God, not by might, not by power, by thy spirit, thus saith the Lord. That's David. So he took care of the giant that was remaining. Just thought I would throw that in as part of teaching. 1 Thessalonians, part 3, we start. Praise God. That was foundation, a little bit of resume, and now we'll get into the teaching for this third part. There's four things I want to look at. We're going to read, whether we're speaking of your faith or who we are. We have the calling of faith, the commandment of faith, the commitment of faith, and the capability, the capacity. I use that word in French, but I don't know if capability is a French word, so I went with capacity in French. We have our capability. So I'm going to read four passages of scripture. If you're taking notes, you can write this down. God calls and I respond. That's the calling. God gives or God commands and I obey. That's the commandment. The commitment, God reconciles. So there, I have commitment to good works. We're going to look at that. And the fourth part is when God tells us to do something, he is enabling you to do it. I want you to have faith as such. God is enabling to. So many people come my way and they say, can't do it. Why not? God said to do it. God doesn't mess with words either. Not one word spoken in vain. Not one word spoken for nothing, for naught. This is what the Bible says. So when God says go, that means not only I should go, but it also means that I can go. It also means that I am able to go. This is one, the commitment, and this is the capacity or the capability, rather, that we have to do what God wants us to do. So this is what we're going to look at. There's four points as I bring this teaching to a conclusion. God calls, God gives, God reconciles, God rewards. Praise God. Can someone say amen? So 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, I'm going to read two verses. Verse 23 and 24. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. W-H-O-L-L-Y, in case you're driving and you're not reading. In French, you use the word entirely. Amen. Someone say all of me. Not just part of me. Amen. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. I'm just throwing this verse in because I love it. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Unto what? Unto the end of the year. No. unto the coming of our Lord and Jesus, of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Someone say amen. Praise God. That's a little while. I mean, it may be in the next 10 seconds, but maybe it's in the next 10 years. We don't know. Praise God. But there's something working in our behalf. I want to emphasize that. Now, verse 24, God calls, and I respond, faithful is he that calleth you. Someone say amen. God calls, say, whom shall we send? Who will go for us? And if you answer that call, if you responded, here am I, because God calls, I am to respond for the calling. He is faithful that calleth you, who also will do it. And we're looking at this, do what? The very God of peace, verse 23, that's why I brought in verse 23, because if you're reading verse 24, what's he going to do? Well, the God of peace will sanctify you wholly. He will do that? Yeah, he will do that. God, here am I. Work on me. Do what you got to do. Praise God. I pray, God, your whole spirit, amen, not just sanctify, the God of peace sanctify you wholly, but cure all of your spirit, all of your soul, all of your body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth. He said it, he's going to do it. He promised, you're going to receive it. Amen. He said it, we spoke his word. He is well able to perform. Someone say perform. He can do it because after all, he is God. And beside him is none other. Amen. I don't care what people say or how they try to make things up. So many times I look at people saying, well, yeah, that's a good, yeah, this should be explained or would be a good teaching. And then they stay in the flesh trying to explain something that is spiritual. You can't get from God in your flesh is what Paul said. God is a spirit and you want to receive from God because he's a spirit. You got to be spiritual. Amen. I don't care what you flash around. People flash around their degrees. They got more degrees than hell has. Amen. And then they sit there, like I said, in the flesh, trying to explain something that is spiritual. If you're trying to understand the mystery of the Godhead, good luck while you're still in your flesh, while you're still sitting there opening up Bible school books, and I don't care whose name is on the book, on the books. I've got a name that's on this book, which is a name which is above every other name, and that is Jesus Christ, and it is his way and no other way. This is what the Bible says. Amen. I was sent a link this week. They're stuck in traffic. There's hundreds of cars reading our billboard right downtown Montreal. Well, not downtown, but just a little bit in town, in Montreal, just on the way out of downtown. And there's hundreds of cars stuck in traffic. And the big billboard says, Jesus Savior. That's all it says, Jesus Savior. So this Muslim girl says, I'm a Muslim. There's this type of sign. She's on TikTok. Somebody sent me the link because I don't do TikTok. But they sent me the link and she makes this post and there's shares and people listening and responding and whatever, and she goes, does this type of billboard bother you? It shouldn't really bother you. You know, it doesn't matter what you believe. It doesn't really bother me because Jesus Christ was born in Palestine. That was her conclusion of, you know, talking about Jesus Christ and her understanding. Again, I know why you're in the flesh because you're Muslim and Muslim can't get out of the spirit because there's nothing spiritual about Islam. And she's referring to Jesus Christ again in a carnal way, in a way which her Quran will mislead her and the imams and the teachers in her religion will mislead her, just trying to keep God on a carnal level. He's a man that walked this earth. Yes, he was, but he also walked on water. Because they come to you, they say, oh, well, Jesus, he walked amongst his disciples just like the rest of them. Yeah, no, he walked on water when there was no boat and he had to cross. He decided to cross and he walked on water. Amen. I know Peter did. He took a few steps and then he began to sink. Thank God for Jesus. Pulled him out of that mess. And the rest of the disciples sitting in the boat, don't even get me started. They didn't even move. Again, sat on them. Maybe they weren't sitting around for 40 years or for 30 days and 30 nights, but they sat around for too long. Again, not moving. Amen. This is Jesus Christ. And they tried to humanize somebody who was once a human, but we know him no longer in the flesh. We know him as a man no longer. Amen. This is what Paul taught the last couple of verses in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Or 1 Corinthians chapter 5, one or the other. Somebody can post it up in the comments. For we know him no longer after the flesh. Amen. Stop putting a baby plastic Jesus under the tree. I know I'm 2-3 days late on that, but some of the trees are still up. Quiet now. Some of you might have to clean up your house after the preaching. Read Jeremiah 10. Somebody called me and they said, what's up with the tree? What's going on? I said, Jeremiah chapter 10. God says, don't learn the way of the heathen. And my buddy who's not saved, he goes, what do the heathen do? I said, they do just what they're doing today. In Jeremiah's day, they went in the woods, they cut down a tree, they nailed it in the corner so it wouldn't fall over, and they decked it with silver and gold. He says, I said, you don't have a tree in your house, do you? He goes, no, I don't believe in that. Well, that's pretty good. At least you start to believe, receive Jesus Christ to begin with. That's a good thing. But the fact that you're not messing around with what the heathens do, the heathens come up with some kind of a day or a process or some kind of celebration or whatever, and the Christians, they're all in. I'm going to say the next thing I'm going to say too, because people send me, listen to this song. The devil writes the song and the Christians sing it in their churches. Messed up. It doesn't even line up with the Bible. We need to be careful. What happened to the people of God when they listened to the wrong voices? 10 of them. We don't even know their names. Nameless, and they should remain nameless because of their unbelief. Those 10 spies that sat there and just emphasized a giant. Oh, they're really big. Oh, wait till you see them. Well, with your unbelief, you're not going to see anything. You're not going to see the giants, and you stay away from the giants, you stay away from the blessing. That land ought to be good with the size of the pomegranate and the size of the figs and the size of the grapes. And the size of the giants, God says, I'll take care of the giants. The giants became man's problem, not God's problem. God doesn't have an issue. It doesn't matter how big the enemy pretends to be. God has no problems. God has no issue. The situation became, well, how can I call it, out of control, became filled with unbelief when the giants became man's problem. That's all they can talk about because of their fear. Not God's problem. You think God has a problem? Only problem God has is with those who limit God. That's scriptural. Sitting there saying, oh, there's giants. Forgot all about their God because there's giants. Thank God for David. And we're reading here. Now we bring this into the New Testament where God gives, God is calling you and I. We need to respond. Faithful is he that calleth you. Have you responded yet? Here am I. Say something. What's your response? God's looking for someone. God doesn't need me. Get out of a church. If there's a church, a man or a woman standing behind a pulpit in your church that comes with that, get up and leave. God doesn't need you. Why did he put out the call? God needs you and God wants you. Listening online, everybody sitting in front, well, there's a few people sitting in front of me. That's it today. And God wants you and needs you, and we need to be here so that the will of God can be done on this earth as it is in heaven. God calls, I answer, I respond. The calling, need to respond to the calling. First point. Second point, in the Old Testament, Psalm chapter 68, and this is where I get my subtitle from. Verse 11, if you're following in French, it's verse 12. But Psalm 68, verse 11, it says, the Lord gave the word. I like the way it was written in French. The Lord gives one word. But I thank God we live by every word. But here it says, the Lord gave the word. And there's like a semicolon. You pause for a break. Okay, thus saith the Lord. God has spoken. What did God say? What did I just finish reading? What are we reading here? Great was the company of those that published it. One word, amen. God speaks, time to move. Praise God. In French, it didn't say company, it called them messengers. Great are the messengers. God speaks and the messengers begin to scurry. The messengers begin to, they get serious. And their responsibility becomes, they take their responsibility to heart, and their responsibility becomes the vision that they have to accomplish because God spoke. But thus saith the Lord, I hear God speak. I'm not going to turn a deaf ear. I'm not going to stop my ears like people do. I'm not going to change the channel or give up listening or stop supporting your ministry, or they come up with all kinds of excuses just because they don't want to do what God has already told us to do. Not just me. I'm just a messenger. Great company. Thank God we have great company. Thank God for the names on the board. Praise God. Those that are faithful to the calling, but not only faithful to the calling, but filled with faith. Amen. Our pastors, didn't mention Pastor Ron in Winnipeg. The meeting they had, the fellowship that they had today. Thank God for the blessing. Praise God for those who are doers of the word of God. God spoke. God speaks a word. I'm listening. Amen. praise his holy name. I'm listening. So God gives commandment to obey. God calls to respond. God gives commandment to obey. That's the second point I'm looking at. Don't respond by fear. Respond by faith. The calling of faith, the commandment of faith. Let's look at the third point, commitment. We're going to read, go back in the New Testament. I'm going to read a couple of verses in the first chapter of Colossians. Mind that. Share this link. We're not done yet. Praise his holy name. Beginning to read verse 21. So we looked at God calls, God gives, God reconciles. This is where commitment comes in. Colossians chapter 1, verse 21. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, by what did I just say? Hold on for a sec. Let me slow down. Your enemies in your mind by wicked works. Reminds me of Ephesians chapter 2 in the 10th verse. Good works. Amen. See, Paul is putting this in the past tense when you used to, or when you were doers of wickedness. So now we're saved, or we're transformed, if you would, by leaving our wicked works behind to become doers of good works. I want you to say good works. Alienated. You don't get the blessing. That's what that means. You don't belong. Wrong family, wrong company, wrong blood, aliens, coming from a strange land. That's who all but now, and then being called into the household of God to have fellowship with God's people, having been grafted in, praise God. Yet now hath he reconciled. Who's he talking to? You, who that were sometime, that means in the past, a while ago. No longer. Hallelujah. Sometime alienated, you were enemies in your mind by wicked works. Not today. Some would say, not now, I'm saved. Someone else say, not now, I'm sanctified. Amen. Not now, I'm reporting for duty. Amen. I've responded to God's call. I'm obedient to God's commandment. Now that I am reconciled, unto what? Good works. He hath reconciled, God has reconciled in the body of his flesh, the Son's flesh, through death, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight. If ye can, oh, hold on for a sec. Verse 23. I'm going to start reading, I'm going to read from verse 21, and I'm going to try not to stop. I'm not going to interfere with what has been written. Someone say amen. And you that were sometime alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath he reconciled in the body of his flesh through death to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in his sight, if ye continue. There's a condition. What's the condition? If you don't continue, well, good luck. You'll just waste away in the desert. I'm not in the desert. Then you'll just waste away in darkness. You'll be wasting your time in a religious institution that's not going to get you anywhere, and so you're going to go nowhere fast. If ye continue, say, going back to Numbers, they went in the land, they searched it in French, they explored it, and they came back. Did they continue? No. They sat down and said, end of the road. There's giants in that place. God must have made a mistake. Moses, what'd you do now? They didn't continue. Had they continued, yeah, let's go. God said to go. We explored, we searched. Step number one, step number two, let's go. They didn't go. They did not continue. This is why I wrote this. The third point I'm trying to make is the commitment that it takes. Praise God. You just don't answer I don't even know what you call it, because that's not how I bring folks to salvation, but the altar call. You know, raise your hand if you want to raise this, invite Jesus in your heart. And again, that's not scripturally based. It doesn't work that way. But you just don't answer. I'm just saying, people, that's as far as some people get with their salvation. Trust they're saved, but we need to find it. The word of God becomes our responsibility. There's a Bible in your hands for a reason. Verse 23, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. If ye continue in the faith, grounded, settled. See, there is only one way. The way of holiness. Isaiah, I know it's 35 because I call it Route 35 or Highway 35. I just want to read it. Isaiah 35. I'm going to find this verse 8. And a highway shall be there. I want you to find it. If you got a King James like I have, let me see if this is going to show up. Because this is interesting. I was reading this the other day. Let's see if it shows up in my digital text as well. Isaiah 35, verse 8. Oh, it does. It does. I underlined it in my... So if you read, you can read it on your phones. Read this carefully. Isaiah 35, verse 8. Coming out of what we just read, be not moved away. The way is... And look at the way this is written in your King James Bible. And an highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way. Whoever was transcribing this or translating it, these King James authorized folks, they capitaled the T. I don't know if I know some of you are looking in French and your Bible is probably not, I don't think the French, oh, here. No, in French, it's not. They don't put the emphasis on the way. Some would say the way. Capital T-H-E, the way. I'm reading Isaiah 35 in the 8th verse. And a highway shall be there, and a way, and it shall be called the way. Capital T-H-E, the way of holiness. The way. Someone say the way. His name is? Amen. The way. I don't think that's an error. Like I said, I love my King James Bible. Someone say amen. The way. So this is our commitment. He's saying, don't be moved away. If I use this illustration on the French side, I'm not sure what time it is, but I think as long as my batteries are still working, I got time. And there's a way. And I mentioned to the French folks, I guess I'm going to have to change geography for the folks listening. It's going to be hard because some of you are south, some of you are east, some of you are west. I want to pick a long way from here. If I'm on my way to Calgary, and Calgary folks are saying, oh, I'm coming to Calgary. They're on my way to Calgary, so it's the Trans-Canada. I'm getting on highway number one, and I'm crossing Ontario, and I'm in the prairies and such. That's the way, that highway one will take me all the way from Montreal to Calgary. I just got to stay on Highway 1. But along the way, there's exits. I'm on Highway 1, and if I take an exit, I'll end up in, I'll end up in Ottawa. And that's not conducive. I'm going to Calgary. All of a sudden, I took an exit. I'm off the way to Calgary. Paul says, amen. He says, I press toward the mark, the prize of the high calling. So that goal, in French, he uses the word goal. That objective that you have to get to the mark, you need to stick to the way because there is only one way. Now, there's lots of exits. So I decide, no, I'm not going to Ottawa. I'm going to Calgary. You see my brother Keith, Reese, and Andy, and Leif, and Brendan. Amen. I'm on my way to Calgary. And brother Dwayne, are you listening? Karis, sister Karis. I'm on my way to Calgary. I'm going to Calgary. Ottawa. Not good. Can't be sidetracked. Got to stay on the way. Then I get to Winnipeg, and I got friends listening in Winnipeg saying, oh, I got friends in Winnipeg. That won't take me to Calgary. I'm still on Highway 1. There's an exit saying McDonald's, Starbucks, or Tim's, or wherever you get coffee. I don't drink coffee, so I'm still awake. I'm going to Calgary. Don't need coffee, so I don't take the exit. All kinds of incentives for us to quit. To end up on the wayside or taking an exit. looking for a new wife or looking for a new husband, looking for some friends, looking for a better job, looking for this all. The devil will dangle all kinds of things in front of you, and all of a sudden you're no longer on the way. You're taking an exit. God forbid. The way is holiness. It's a good way. There's nothing. Stick to the center line. And you won't be distracted. Read the word of God. Stop looking at the signs the devil puts up. Restaurant. Rest. All kinds of ways. I understand that, you know, we need to fill up with gas and we need to pull over and sleep. I understand that as far as the flesh is concerned. I'm just being 100% spiritual with you. Because the devil will use circumstances and situations and all kinds of influences to knock you off the way. Someone say the way. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I'm going to close with this. I'm going to pray in 5 minutes or so. God reconciles, and I'm committed to good works. God commands, and I obey. God calls, I respond. God rewards. I can quote, last week we read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, for God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. So keep that in mind. There's other scriptures as well. When I brought this up before, when I've said that the blessing always follows obedience. Amen. Why should I obey? You're going to get the blessing. The result of obedience, the results of faithfulness, the results of believing what thus saith the Lord. And what happens? That's where the blessing is. God rewards. Now listen, 1 Corinthians 15, 58. Listen as I read. Read with me, please. Therefore, my beloved brethren and sisters, praise God. Sisters listening, my brother, beloved brothers and sisters, be ye steadfast, unmovable. Note these words are repeating some of the words, terminology. Always abounding in, always, underline it, double underline it, or highlight it if you can, or however you can make an emphasis. Always abounding. We need to continue. They didn't continue, lost the blessing. So here we read that we are steadfast, we are unmovable, always abounding in the what? In the work of the Lord, God's work. Now, when I was emphasizing a couple of scriptures earlier saying, wicked works no more. Now we're abounding in the work of God. Is God, would God's works by chance be wicked? No. They would be good works because they are God's works. God's works are good works. Amen. The youngest child listening to me, they've already figured this out. Amen, but I'll read it again. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that, here comes my fourth point. Your labor is not in vain in the Lord. God rewards, praise God. If the reward is there, that means what? I accomplished what God wanted me to do. Go search the land. Okay, I searched the land. Now get up and cross the Jordan River. Okay, I'm going to cross the Jordan River. I'm going to go in. I'm going to conquer. I'm going to destroy because that's what God said for me to do. And then what happens? I'm blessed. Why am I blessed? Because I was able to do it. Someone say amen. I'm trying to break it down as simple as it can get, but that's about as simple as I can break it down to. Simple as it gets. Always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is what? Not in vain. Not doing this for nothing. I trust I'm not preaching for nothing. I'm going to pray 2 minutes. Not preaching for nothing. Praise God. I'm going to be back here in 3 days. I'm not going to end the year 2025 in God's house for nothing. And those of you that will join me, we're going to start 2026 in the house of God. That won't be done for nothing. We make a difference. We're going to go into our period of fasting. I forgot to mention that. We're not going to fast for nothing. That plate's not going to be turned over for nothing. Our prayers are not going to be prayed for nothing. Our offerings are not going to be given for nothing. Our testimonies will not be testified for no reason at all. Praise God. 2026 is going to be a year where we continue to abound in the work of the Lord, and that work shall not be done in vain. Can someone say amen? Praise God. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain. Praise God. I'm going to pray. Let's stand. God calls, one. God gives, two. God reconciles, three. God rewards, four. This is the calling, one. The commandment, two. The commitment, three. The capability, four. Praise God. I thank God, amen, for what we have received today. I trust that this is not just, I'm not just closing out the year. I'm kind of prepping us, giving us what you and I need going into the new year. Praise God. Hallelujah. Are you with me? Praise God. So as we get ready to play, our sister comes. Can you pray? Can you play? I know you can pray because you always pray for me. Amen. Praise God. Can you play It Takes Commitment to Walk in the Light? That's part three. Got to Live Holy. Amen. That second line that our sister wrote down in North Carolina. Praise God. She wrote, she says, it takes commitment to walk in the light. Praise God. You've answered the call. Praise God. God's going to make it worth your while. Someone say amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Put your hands up. Let's be thankful. Take a few minutes. I think I'm a little early. Seems a little earlier, whatever time it is. So let's spend some time with our hands up. Talking to God. We're going to pray again for saints that there's other prayer requests that are coming in. Praise God. I prayed for our brother already. Sister. Okay, Chloe, I didn't pray for sister. Not feeling well. We'll pray for her.
Steve.
I'll pray for you again, second time. Praise God. Sister Pamela in New Mexico, and brother Steve as well, not feeling well. And anybody else? Who else was not feeling well? A couple other people. Trust you. Took your dose of medicine, and I'm not being carnal. I'm being spiritual. Praise God. Your words are medicine. Those who received the text today, the scripture verse, how sweet the Lord's words are. Praise God. I thank God for that. Praise God. What the word of God does, it comes in me sweet like the honeycomb. And then my lips shall give you praise. And then my lips, praise God. The anointing that's there through his spirit makes a difference. So I use the word medicine loosely because even the Bible speaks of it, praise God, as to your bones and to your navel and to the inside of your insides, that this balm, amen, the anointed, B-A-L-M, that this balm, this anointing, this, praise God, this oil through the Spirit of God has refreshed you, praise God, killed off the germs, don't have to depend on drops. What do you get in those little bottles? Little bottles, people, not ointment, or call them drops, but what are people buying? The little bottles, the little oil things. Sorry. Yeah, it's not. Yeah, this is not. Well, the oil I'm speaking of is essential, but people buy essential oils and they heat them up and they apply them. Thank God for the anointing oil. Thank God for the anointing today that breaks the yoke. This is essential for my soul's well-being. But I think that's the word. Whatever, they buy little bottles of drops and whatever. Amen. Today was more than a drop. I trust your cup is running over. Your hand's still up. I trust your cup is running over. Praise God. And you've been well taken care of. Praise God. Pouring the oil, pouring the wine. Praise God. My wounds are being healed in Jesus' name. Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters right now as we look at the anointing which breaks the yoke. Amen. The yoke of season. Amen. Oh, Sister Lydia Ann, that's who it was. Yeah, we prayed for this afternoon. Praise God. And Jose. praise God. The list is long. That's why I didn't bother with some of the names. But right now we need to break the yoke of the season. Amen. Drippy noses, sore throats, coughing, flus. What else do people get? Pneumonias and anomias and fevers and stuffed up and the lungs. And the anointing breaks all this yoke in Jesus' name. Praise God. We learn to be careful going outside when it's minus 10 or minus 20 or then the next day it's 4 degrees or from snow to rain. And Father, in Jesus' name, these are your children. We need the strength. We need our health so that we can be serving you, so that we can be profitable for your kingdom. Father in heaven, right now, I send the word in every single direction that it needs to go in, even south of the border, praise God, to make a difference in our lives. I mean, those have been fighting cancer, those that have been fighting all whatever parts that doctors aren't happy with. Things begin to change right now. We bring out this year in victory. We close out this year with everything that we need to be profitable, to be faithful, and to be an example, to be a witness of the great I am, praise God. You haven't changed. Praise God. That's why you are the I am, praise God. The same yesterday, I am the same today, I am the same forever, praise God. And I thank God. The situations change. We have governments that want to take away what I'm doing right now, praying in public. Praise God. Amen. Thank God for these, for YouTube, and thank God for Facebook. Thank God for godly.tv, with allow us, amen, to be online, to reach people, reach those that are lost, reach those that are wanting, those reading the billboards, in Jesus' name, praise God. Amen. That they be blessed beyond measure, praise God, to find a Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, that Savior, it's not Muhammad, it's not Muslim, whatever other religion that has never and will never produce a Savior, but you so love this world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth upon him shall not perish. That Savior all wrapped up in those few words, Lord, in Jesus' name. And I thank God that your Son, Jesus Christ, is Lord and Savior. I pray a blessing upon my brothers and sisters, whatever our need may be, in Jesus' name. Peace in the country of Guinea, in Jesus' name. The fighting over parliament, they're just fighting. It all boils down to what they're fighting over. It's money. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray that our brothers and sisters be protected. Their motorcycles, their vehicles were taken off the road. The roads are shut. The networks are shut. That country is seriously, they seriously need God. But in Jesus' name, praise God, I pray that there be peace when my brothers and sisters are in Banco, in Kibia, in Frigoge Bay, and in Kindia. In Jesus' name, praise God. Banco, that I mentioned, Banco, Kibia, Frigoge Bay, Kindia. I'm trying to think, there's another name, but where our brothers and sisters are, Lord, in Jesus' name, that they be blessed, praise God. Touch the country of Benin as well, as they go into elections in the next couple of days. Lord, I thank God. Again, protect the saints, the brothers and sisters serving you in Jesus' name. I will bring this back to our nations here in North America, nation to the south, nation up here to the north, folks not getting along. But Lord, amen, righteousness exalteth the nation. And I pray it's not too late that this nation of ours be exalted. This was our theme for 2025. And Lord, I pray that we did a good work. As we drove the trailer across Canada, it went west and then it came back east, from Newfoundland to Alberta and from Alberta back. The amount of Bibles that were given out, the amount of people that we prayed for, the amount of people that were touched with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray that they don't close the year out missing out, in Jesus' name, of their salvation, missing out on the opportunity to be a doer of your word. Father in heaven, I pray this in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I thank God for this place which you have given us, for the protection that we do have. We can walk into this building, we can bring you with us, and we can produce glory and honor unto you. We can serve you with glory and honor, praising you, as we read about an hour ago, Lord. We can make a difference, and I'm thankful for this place that's been a light on this corner for all these years. In Jesus' name, praise God. Central Newfoundland, and the snow tried to bury the light, but bless our brothers and sisters, Lord, with the weather that's going to make amends for what fell upon them. Lord, the light in Cotonou, Benin, Jesus' name, the light in Kindia, the light in Banco, that land that we have purchased and bought, the devil is there trying to wear out and take away our resources. But the devil is a liar. We serve a greater king, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Greater is he that is in you and I listening to this prayer today. Father, in Jesus' name, I declare and decree these things. If someone is coming to you asking for forgiveness, forgive them as far as the east is from the west. It doesn't matter what their background is. It doesn't matter what their morning was, what their week last week was, or what their year or what their life has been up to this point. They change as they repent and make right. Praise God. By your spirit that is moving in them and upon them, Father, in Jesus' name I pray. Bless my brothers and sisters that joined with us and spent their time this afternoon or this evening with us. Lord, we're going to be back in 2-3 days. Make it possible that we be blessed beyond measure as we bring this year to a close and 2026 becomes a new year for us. But things, your word hasn't changed. You have not changed, Father in heaven. And I thank God that we can take this as far as we got to go, as we endure unto the end. We're going to take this with us. Thank God for your calling. Thank God for your commandment. Thank God for the commitment that we have and the capacity, the capability, the virtue. Amen. I mentioned this last week. Praise God. The virtue that you have given us, the anointing, praise God, that allows us to be faithful and profitable unto you and unto your kingdom and unto your word, which is true in our lives. Praise God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray these things. I declare them and decree them in Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Praise God. Keep your hands up and be thankful. As I close the broadcast, if you're listening for the first time or the 1,000th time and you've decided I'm going to make right with God, I'm not starting the new year. This is new year, new me. I know people use that expression, but I'm going to come to God. I'm going to repent. I'm going to do what Jesus told me to do. You must be born again. So, amen. I'm going to go after that new birth that belongs to me. That's where the blessing is. Then we continue. We abound faithful unto God, unto his work, thanking God for what he has sent, the gift of eternal life, which is through his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. The wages of sin is death. So let's put an end to death, to playing around with the deadly elements of religion, the deadly elements of this world, the deadly elements that exist, that can exist for those that have not yet been born again. But call upon God. God needs you. God is looking for you. God wants you. It is not the will of God. God is not slack concerning his promise. It's not his will that you perish, that any man perish. That's you. So call upon God. God is faithful. Thank God for his forgiveness. Thank God for his mercy. Thank God for his grace that we have today. Praise God, that we had for the last 12 months coming out of this year. And I thank God. Praise God. Salvation belongs to you. It's God's gift to you. Praise God. So receive that gift. As many as received him, receive that gift, receive the word of God. They've received power to become the sons of God. There it is. Praise God. Just call upon God. Say, God, be merciful unto me, a sinner, and your life changes. Get in the Bible. Begin to read the word of God. Begin to find out what thus saith the Lord. Become not just a reader or a hearer. Become a doer as you put the word of God to work. Your life changes. Your heart changes. Your direction changes. Praise God. You make it to heaven. Praise God, which is where the blessing is. Doesn't matter if you have to cross Jordan or cross the street. Praise God. God is with you and you are on your way to a better place, as the Bible teaches us in the book of Hebrews. So there it is. There's salvation for you. Just call upon God. And those who call upon God, call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they shall be saved. Read it in Romans chapter 10. Your salvation is there, beginning at the 10th verse to the 17th verse. Do that and be blessed. Praise God. You're listening to That's the Truth. I want everybody that has heard this preaching, this sermon, this teaching, the three parts. But even if you've just heard today for the first time, I want you to report for duty. Say, here I am, God, what do you want me to do? Praise God. God will enable you. God will empower you. You'll get things done unto the glory of God, unto the honor of God. And you'll see there'll be a difference in your life. There'll be a difference in your family's life. There'll be an overall difference in everything you touch. You will be blessed. Thank you so much for listening. My name is Lincoln. I love each and every one of you. Until if I see you in 3 days or if I see you next Sunday, until the next time, report for duty and be blessed. In Jesus' name I pray. These things, amen and amen. Praise God.
Well,
While I trust the Word of God has blessed you today, God has given us a generous portion of our daily bread. All the glory be unto God. Someone say, thank you, Jesus. Remember, you can see the video and audio files of this teaching on our YouTube channel, That's the Truth, as well as our Facebook page, Link with God. Please share these links with your friends and family so that they too can be blessed. This is how you can help me preach the gospel of Christ, salvation for this generation. Stay tuned. There's a lot more of the Word of God coming right up. My name is Lincoln, and you're listening to That's the Truth.